Likewise, while technology can carry a great payoff, paying for the hyped-up story, as people did with the dot-com bubble, can make any upside limited and any downside huge. It's the venture capitalist who invested in a speculative company and sold his stake to unimaginative investors who's the beneficiary of the black swan, not the Me Too investors. In these businesses, you're lucky if you don't know anything, particularly if others don't know anything either, but aren't aware of it. And you fare best if you know where your ignorance lies, if you're the only one looking at the unread books, so to speak. This dovetails into the barbell strategy of taking maximum exposure to the positive black swans while remaining paranoid about the negative ones. For your exposure to the positive black swan, you don't need to have any precise understanding of the structure of uncertainty. I find it hard to explain that when you have a very limited loss, you need to get as aggressive, as speculative, and sometimes as unreasonable as you can be. Middlebrow thinkers sometimes make the analogy of such strategy with that of collecting lottery tickets. It's plain wrong. First, lottery tickets don't have a scalable payoff. There's a known upper limit to what they can deliver. The ludic fallacy applies here. The scalability of real-life payoffs compared to lottery ones makes the payoff unlimited or of unknown limit. Secondly, the lottery tickets have known rules and laboratory-style, well-presented possibilities. Here, we don't know the rules and can benefit from this additional uncertainty, since it can't hurt you and can only benefit you. There is a finer epistemological point. Remember that in a virtuous black swan business, what the past didn't reveal is almost certainly going to be good for you. When you look at past biotech revenues, you don't see the super blockbuster in them, and owing to the potential for a cure for cancer, or headaches, or baldness, or bad sense of humor, etc., there's a small probability that the sales in that industry may turn out to be monstrous, far larger than might be expected. On the other hand, consider negative black swan businesses. The track record you see is likely to overestimate the properties. Recall the 1982 blow-up of banks. They appeared to the naive observer to be more profitable than they seemed. Insurance companies are of two kinds. The regular diversifiable kind that belongs to mediocristan, say, life insurance, and the more critical and explosive black swan-prone risks that are usually sold to reinsurers. According to the data, reinsurers have lost money on underwriting over the past couple of decades. But, unlike bankers, they're introspective enough to know that it actually could have been far worse, because the past 20 years didn't have a big catastrophe, and all you need is one of those per century to kiss the business goodbye. Many finance academics doing valuation on insurance seem to have missed the point.